Hello and welcome back to Habits into Health. This is Michael Ann Conley. I am a habit change coach and I'm here as the host of this podcast show to support you in turning around habits that create problems for yourself and for others. And lately I've been saying that includes the habit of how you deal with someone else who has a problem habit. This show is here to support you when you're not sure where to start or what to do about your situation, or even if you've started making some progress and you're making some headway and you want to get support for staying on track. And it's also great for reinforcing all of the changes that you make. And if you care about somebody else whose habit is creating problems for you, the show can also be for you. And that's because what we're about is not specific habits, but what all habits have in common. And that includes what I call hidden habits. And those are ways that you engage in any repeating behavior that doesn't serve you, but that kind of sits in the background that you're not so aware of. In this show, we have a holistic perspective, and we're trying to support you in creating a different future for yourself than a lot of other habit change programs that are out there. So if you have tried other things and it hasn't worked or worked for a while and didn't stick, then give this perspective a shot. What you'll discover is that in every episode, you'll have the opportunity to practice some new attitudes and skills that I've learned and that I pass on to my clients and am now passing on to you. All right, so a little bit of a topic intro before we get started. Last episode, we were discussing the habit of taking someone else's inventory and how that leads to something called projection, where we're really pushing our own agendas onto other people. And sometimes we know we're upset and unsettled and that it's our own stuff, even if we still act out. But there's a different kind of trap, and that is because it's actually easier to see what's going on with somebody else. And that means that sometimes it's easier to see when you're on the receiving end of someone else's projections. And that's important to address because whatever is going on is being triggered by something that you've stuffed down so deep that you don't even realize that it's your issue. And when you're on the receiving end, that means it's going on with somebody else. And in this case, all you can see is the other person's stuff and none of your own. So today we're going to talk about how your shadow gets in the way of taking your own inventory, which is where all inventory taking really belongs. Now, before we go there, let's do what we usually do here in the Habits into Health program. If you've not been here before, what we do is we take a minute or two for an exercise that's experiential, and this supports you in slowing down to connect with yourself. Because actually, learning happens more readily if you are connected to yourself. And this is very literal. The practices we do in Habits into Health are intended to increase your awareness of subtle patterns in yourself. And this is a start in taking charge of your own changes, particularly the changes of habit that you want to be making. I always like to say that the more you give to this practice, the more it gives back to you. And that's why we do it every week, because it gives you a chance to practice with somebody else leading the way. Helps a little bit because then you don't have to be thinking while you're doing. You can just let your body lead so your mind doesn't have to. So we're just going to do a real simple exercise today. And let's have you start by being attentive to whatever you're doing right now. And I'll just throw out some examples. There's no right or wrong, but let's say you're sitting. Maybe you're sitting at your desk at work, or you're sitting on the couch at home. Maybe you're standing, or you're walking along, listening. Maybe you're driving in a car, or you're riding in a car. You could be lying down on your couch or your bed. Maybe you're strolling. Well, I said walking earlier, but maybe you're just kind of leisurely walking along. You could be looking around. So you could be doing a number of different things. And now, with intention, just take one aspect of something that you're doing and slow it down just a little bit. And notice, not just the slowing down part, but what is it that you are doing to create this slowdown? Slowing down doesn't mean stopping. It could mean pacing back. But being attentive to how you're doing it is the important factor. So if you're walking, it might seem simple just to slow down your walking. But what are you actually doing to make that happen? And what if you're sitting? Well, you might say, well, I'm already pretty slow. I'm just sitting here. Well, how do you engage in the sitting? Can you slow down your attention? Maybe quiet yourself. You might notice some movement beneath the surface that if you weren't being attentive, you wouldn't even be aware of, even if you're just sitting. And what would it mean to slow down the pace of your breathing, for instance? You get to decide whatever it is that you're doing right now, and you're probably doing more than one thing. Just pick something and pace it back. And notice what it is you do to engage in pacing it back. Does it involve turning? Does it involve going inside in some way? Closing your eyes, perhaps. What is it that you do to slow yourself down? And just notice how you experience yourself as you do this. Can you kind of just soak in this, just kind of be with it? And you might only do this very briefly, just like we have for just a minute. Or you might do it for more minutes than you could even think possible. When you are, for however long you are, you're taking charge of your own rhythm. And this is a practice. This practice of influencing your own rhythm is a key part of the Habits Into Health way of working with habit change. And here you are, you've succeeded in some way in doing this right now. Isn't that great? And just keep that in mind as we continue with our topic, because sometimes when we talk about a topic, it may be activating for you. And if that happens, you can just do what you do to slow yourself down. Okay, so if this is interesting to you, if you feel impacted by it or enriched and maybe even curious, then you can come to habitsintohealth.com. That's my website. And you'll find some more podcasts there just by clicking on the podcast menu. Or if you'd rather, just go on over to iTunes and search for Habits Into Health. And you can also go to Facebook, look for Habits Into Health. Habits is Habits, Into is Into, and Health is Health. And you can get posts, if you like us on Facebook, you can get posts when episodes are published. My name is Michael Ann Conley, and I host the show and all of the Habits Into Health programs. So what we're doing here is introducing you to a different kind of perspective for habit change. And if you want to get some more support for that, then come to the website and ask for my free self-assessment questionnaire. Last few weeks I've been promising that my ebook is going to be out on the website very soon. We're getting very much closer to that, so keep posted. I will let you know when we're ready to bring that out. Okay, so let's see. Oh, I want to make sure you know about some live events that are coming up in San Francisco area, which is where I work. On Tuesday, February the 18th, I have a one-hour retreat for men and women, and they want to experience the Habits Into Health practices in person. So if you're in the neighborhood, then let me know. You can send an email at the Contact Me page on the website, and I'll let you know how you can find us. And then on Saturday, the 22nd of February, I'm going to be talking about the inner game of habit change at a really special Women's Empowerment Summit. And that's going to be in the Contra Costa County area of the San Francisco Bay Area. If you want to know more, you can always reach me through the contact page on the website. So let's talk about today's topic, and I'm going to set a little bit of a frame here. to bring us back to what we were covering last week. We've been covering a process that I call keeping your side of the street clean. This is something that I teach all of my clients, have been doing this for years, and specifically we've been talking about the communications aspect of keeping your side of the street clean. And it's just a healthy habit of staying in integrity in your relationships by cleaning up your own mess rather than expecting other people to fix problems that your own behavior has created. And sometimes it means going and making amends for a mess that you've created by, you know, getting upset, by blaming somebody, by not taking responsibility for yourself. And it also means that you reduce as much as you can the habit of paying other people back for the messes that they've made. The truth is we all get messy. We're human. We all make mistakes. And so when you're keeping your side of the street clean, it's kind of like you're walking along with your garbage bag and you're picking up the trash as you find it along the way, and you're not getting so concerned about who put it there or why. You're beautifying yourself. You feel good about yourself because you're picking things up, and you feel good about your environment because you're taking responsibility for cleaning up what you find, no matter how it got there. And I can tell you from experience that this isn't always easy to do, but the more you practice it, the easier it gets. And the thing is if somebody else throws something in your way, you just don't throw it back. And it doesn't mean you let other people take advantage of you or let them walk all over you. It might mean you say, hey, that doesn't work for me. But you don't go for payback when you're keeping your side of the street clean. So there's an interesting phenomenon, because there's so much to this that just when I think we're winding this topic down, another aspect of it shows up. So the last few times we dipped into the habit of taking somebody else's inventory and how that is connected to something called projection, where we're really disowning our own beliefs and attitudes, but because they're in us, we see them everywhere. We see them in others, especially. It's a lot easier to see something in someone else than in ourselves, right? Well, sometimes we know we're upset, we're unsettled, or angry, and that it's our own stuff, even if we end up acting it out. But there's a different kind of trap, and it's actually easier to see when you're on the receiving end. Hate to say it, but it's true. But it's really important to address and to begin to bring that home more so that you start recognizing it in yourself. And that's when whatever is going on is being triggered by something you have stuffed down so deep that you don't even realize that it's your issue. All you can see is the other person's stuff and none of your own. Today we'll talk a little bit about how your own shadow gets in the way. And instead of taking your own inventory, owning up to your own stuff, you just end up getting all busy in somebody else's. And like I said before, we all do this. So let's say you're in the middle of a misunderstanding. And I know you've been there. I've been there too. We've all had these kind of experiences, because each of us has our own perceptions. And when those perceptions don't line up with someone else's, misunderstanding happens. In this case, well, maybe the disagreement is about whether you're going to visit family this weekend or go camping. And you each have a different position and things aren't resolved. Or maybe it's about who promised to pick up the laundry or who was supposed to pay a bill. But really, you know, it doesn't matter what your misunderstanding or argument or fight or whatever is about, because when you're not in touch with what's triggered in you, then that street between you can get so very mucky, no matter what the story is. Now let's say, well, have you ever been in a situation where you could tell something was going on with somebody else based on certain ways they were behaving that were standing out because they weren't, like, typical, but they aren't owning up to it? Maybe they're walking around making noise, banging cabinet doors around or dishes, or you hear a lot of sighing from the next room, like they're exasperated or something. Or maybe they come in and they're all silent and this is not the usual way of things. Sometimes what shows up is noisy and sometimes not. And, okay, maybe you've been that person yourself. Well, let's call this person A, and person B is the one who is noticing what's going on. And in this scenario, it's kind of common for person A to say, "What's going on?" Or something like, "Are you okay?" And it's pretty common for person B to say, nothing, or I'm fine. Ever been there? Yeah, most of us have been there. Well, person A is behaving in a way that actually seduces person B into saying something. And person A may or may not be doing this with intention. It might be in the shadows. And even if person A is not being deliberate, the effect is that they are avoiding responsibility for something that's going on inside themselves. And they may not even recognize it. Then on the other side of the street, we got person B. And they may not even recognize that there's a trap, and they walk right into it by saying, what's going on? Or sometimes they see it, but that doesn't stop them from walking right into it. Yeah, I knew something was going on, but I couldn't help myself. I had to ask. And there are even person Bs who see the trap and make a decision to confront it by setting up their own kind of trap. You know, like asking, what's going on, when they know it's just going to aggravate the situation. Now, there's a good example of throwing your own mess on the other side of the street. And of course, we're not going to forget the subtext, which is that disagreement in the background that hasn't been resolved, whatever the story is. And the thing is that in most relationships, there are things that aren't resolved. Differences kind of hang in the air between you, and each of you gets to decide whether to make it an issue, and if so, how much. Or you decide by hiding out and pretending it's not going on at all. That's a habit too. So if, as we discussed last time, you're all busy analyzing the other person, otherwise known as taking their inventory, well, then guess who you aren't looking at? You aren't looking at yourself. And if you're not looking at yourself, well, it's much more likely you're going to call attention to hidden parts of yourself, parts that you don't recognize that live in the shadows, and lead to messy actions like banging those dishes around, sighing, shutting out your other person. And then, you know, whether you want to face it or not, this behavior actually results in pulling them to say, hey, what's going on? To which you get to say nothing when it's pretty clear it's not the truth. See how it goes around and around and around we go. And if you're person B, well, it's a test. Because we've all got stuff that we buried, and it's hard for us to see. And we need that appropriate support from others to shine a light where we don't want to go there. And because we all falter, it works best of all when you build relationships in which you agree to do it for each other. It's called invited inventory. And I'll talk a little bit more about this next time. But for now, just stay on your side of the street. If you find yourself this week in the person A spot, just give yourself permission to say, you know, something's going on. I'm feeling unsettled. I don't know what it is. I'm not even sure what's going on. And it's okay if I don't know exactly what it is right now. I can just walk in the question of what might be going on. And I don't need to feel defensive. It's okay. And then if you find yourself in the person B spot, give yourself permission to say, I don't need to make them own their stuff. I can wait for them to be ready. And this is just a little practice. This isn't the be-all and end-all. It's not going to fix everything. But it is a way to practice building a kind of discipline that leads you to being more intentional in your own life. And that is what leads to real happiness. Well, for now, I'm going to sign off. You know, I like to say that if you have a habit that's creating problems for you, or if someone you know has a problem habit, well, come on over. Habitsintohealth.com is the website. And get the free assessment questionnaire. And it can help you clarify the issues you're dealing with. And you'll also find podcasts and articles and resources on the website. I do like to say, remember, start small and be kind to yourself along the way. You've been listening to Habits Into Health, and I am Michael Ann Conley. I'm here to help you stop feeling so out of control over those unhealthy habits. And, you know, wondering what you're doing wrong or what's wrong with you. And to support you in creating healthier possibilities for your future. Thanks so much for joining me.